morning, 8:39 on the clock. Ronnie's still gone. Vacay, he's in San Diego. I've got Ms. Bonnie. I'm a hottie with me this morning.
You do. The boys have run out of the studio. They're not allowed back
in. We kicked them out.
Ronnie living his best life. He went to some place, some movie type thing, Top Gun.
Yeah, that's up by San Diego. It's okay. Where that famous scene in Top Gun is at, where they're playing the piano.
And Ronnie's sitting at the piano on his Facebook page playing piano. Yeah, I thought that was so cute. But yeah, he's having a great time.
Yeah. And that was his dream to go there. He loves that movie, Top Gun.
Well, good for him and Michelle. Looks like they're having a wonderful trip.
It does. Mm-hmm. I think they'll be doing some gambling on the way back.
You think?
Because I think they're stopping in Vegas on the way back and then Deadwood as well. So
who's the real queen of gambling, you or Michelle?
Michelle is, I think.
Is she good
you
at
know,
it?
We haven't. The summer was, I don't know.
Where did it go?
Yeah, that. And I don't think we've been down to the casino in 3 weeks. I mean, it's been a while for us.
Yeah, that's just not my thing. Well, you know me.
Usually in the winter,
Janae
it's like every weekend.
Had to show me how to use one of those little gaming machines in a bar one time because I didn't even know how to use that.
They're different
than
the slot machines, though.
Gaming machine? Is that what they're called?
Yeah, they're automated tabs.
Yeah, and I haven't played bingo since the last time you and I played bingo, and I bet it's been about
I haven't either.
It's been probably 2 years, I bet, since we went and played.
Has that been 2 years?
Yeah, it's been a long time. We didn't go at all last year.
Mm-hmm. Holy smokes, where is the time going?
We need to revive bingo.
We do.
I'm good at it. No, I'm not. I'm really bad at it, but it's fun.
We don't even know if we bingo
or
not.
We don't even know what we're doing because we talk so much, and I can only watch 2 forms, not like 8 or 10.
We can't even figure out the design.
And then it's like a... It's either loud and proud, bingo! No, you don't.
No,
or,
nobody. You bingo. Don't have a bingo. Bingo!
Bingo. Like you're apprehensive because you don't want to get called out again for being wrong because that's embarrassing. You get dirty looks over
I was just going to say, if you want to be embarrassed, come to bingo with Bonnie
with
and Janae.
As long as you're really prideful when you say it.
You were.
Yeah, I was.
You were full of pride. Oh, geez. That was a good time. We should go to Sweet Shot sometime.
It's been a while since I've been. I know. Summer just... clipped. It's been a while since I've been to Sweet Shots. A couple months, I bet.
Yeah. Summer did go by quick. Very quick.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All right. Today, speaking of Sweet Shots, they have music there tonight, every Thursday. And today, Sophie's going to be there. She is, I believe, from California, but she's got connections in Minnesota where she's been staying.
Okay.
Very talented young lady. And she's got a son, Zion. And he's been having some medical issues. So... they're going to be in and talk about their story, and then she'll probably sing for us too. But she's playing tonight at Sweet Shots, which is going to be inside DJ's Lounge because it's going to be
raining.
So they're not going to put you on the terrace when it's raining.
Fun.
And Sweet Shots is just a phenomenal place anyway.
Yeah.
So we'll visit with them. Dr. Mike is going to be in with us. He has a really holistic, natural approach to health. So we'll visit with him and see what the latest is over at the Red River Wellness. Things that used to be completely ordinary, Bonnie, but now seem kind of crazy and wild these days. We'll see what they're talking about.
Okay.
Talk about that on very unhygienic things that a lot of us
do anyway. Don't put me in that same category.
Mm-hmm. Police are asking for help. As we know, there was a robbery. And shooting last night.
Yep. Two suspects. They're looking for them. They're asking for your help. If you go to WDAYRadioNow.com, you will see their photos. Braden Poitra, 24 years old, 35-year-old Dennis Salinas Jr. They should be considered armed and dangerous. If you recognize them, you know who they are, where they're at, do not approach. Call 911 and give that information to Red River Regional Dispatch. Adult male victim. It was at a residence is where it happened. 1400 block First Avenue North. Adult male taken to the hospital with serious injuries there.
Yeah. So hopefully they find them. And
with
if you have
help, you
any
bet.
Information, call the Fargo Police Department.
Mm-hmm.
So get these guys arrested.
Behind bars.
And then there was a Morehead student taken into custody after a weapon was found. Did you hear about this?
I did not. No. Nope.
This was yesterday. Police were called to the Alternative Learning Center yesterday after school officials found a student in possession of a weapon as they were leaving school.
Mm.
Now, here's the thing. They found the weapon. There was no threat made.
But they still had
he had a weapon.
Yeah, you can't,
so he
you
was
still
put
can't
in custody.
Do that.
No, you can't bring it onto school property. That's for sure. Now, this alternative learning center, it is housed in the Morehead Career Academy.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's called, right? Moorhead Career Academy?
Yep. Can I tell you something?
A letter went out to parents. Yeah.
Okay, this is not, it's kind of funny, but if you know my son is so sweet and innocent. So kindergarten, I think first grade, might have been first grade. He was going to St. Joe's Catholic School over in Moorhead.
Mm-hmm.
First day of school, some new kid moved up from down south.
Yeah.
Traded my kid, who had a Pokemon card, a pocket knife, and he took it. He didn't know any better. You know, it's like, he wants to trade me for my Pokemon card, this pocket knife. And so he comes home from school and he shows me, and it's like, you can't bring knives to school. So I had to call the teacher and tell, now, you know, back in the day, maybe a lot of people did, but so I had to call the teacher. I said, oh, by the way, Logan, one of his classmates, traded him his Pokemon card for a pocket knife. So I just brought it in the next day. And then the teacher had a conversation, or the superintendent, principal had a conversation with the family, obviously, too. But
I took a knife to school.
Yeah, but times have changed, too. Were you defending yourself? Or no. What were you doing, cutting your fruit? Or what were you doing?
I thought it was cool. Because, okay, listen. So it was kind of back when Rambo.
Yeah.
The movie Rambo was coming out.
Were you all bad, you know what?
No, but I didn't know that you couldn't do that. So my brother had gotten like a Rambo knife.
Yeah.
like a legit knife. And the end of it came off. There was a compass on the end of it.
So you thought
that
it was cool.
Off, and you could put matches or whatever, right? Like a survival thing there. So I just thought it was cool. And
What were you doing with it?
I took it for show and tell.
Oh, but how old were you about?
Third grade.
I mean, that wasn't acceptable then?
I mean, no, I probably shouldn't have done that.
I mean, kids in
high
school.
But I didn't know. But here's the thing.
Nowadays, you can't get by with that. But back then, you should have been able to get by with that.
I don't think I was in that much trouble for it, no. But I did steal it from my brother because I really thought it was cool.
You got in trouble from your brother, probably.
I really thought it was cool. I really did. Yeah. So I took my brother's knife, took it to school for show and tell.
Yeah.
And then I think I took it back and put it back. So I don't think my brother ever knew I did that. He might know. I think he's on his way back down here again. So
he might know.
He might know now.
Well, and
but I didn't know any different. And we didn't have what's going on in the world today.
It wasn't a thing back then. I mean, kids would have hunting rifles
all the time. And and that was the thing when I was growing up. Everybody had guns in their vehicles. Mm-hmm. It just wasn't a thing that anybody thought anything of it.
Right, right.
You know, but we don't live in the world that we do today. Mm-hmm. So
that is for sure.
Which is too bad, actually.
It is. It's sad.
We just didn't have to worry about things. And then also a local nonprofit, and it's Heroes Compass. Tim Kuhn is going to be on with us tomorrow, actually, talking about this. They're doing a walk on Monday at 9:22. September is
A.M.
A.M., mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. September is Suicide Awareness Month.
Right.
And then the 22 symbolizes the 22 soldiers, veterans that take their lives every day.
Yep.
To suicide. So that's the reasoning behind the 9:22 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
walk.
Mm-hmm.
And it's
Park.
It's 2.2 miles.
Yes,
I knew it was.
2.2 miles.
Elephant Park off 19th
which
Avenue.
Which is by the Fargo VA. Yeah. Well, you know, you're a North Sider. So,
sure am.
Yeah.
So they do that. But Tim will be on with us tomorrow for Veterans Friday to talk
about
this. He, by the way, North Dakota Veteran of the Year.
Nice.
Tim Kuhn.
Hmm.
He is such a nice guy.
I don't know. Well, maybe I do know him by face, but I don't think
Bonnie,
I know who he is.
Yeah, and then about a month ago, I got together with Heroes Compass, and we made bags for Veterans Honor Flight. Mm-hmm. So all the veterans are going to get a bag from Heroes mm-hmm. Compass. And we decorated the bags, which was absolutely hilarious. It was such a good time. Just, I love Heroes Compass.
Mm. Yeah, great, great nonprofit.
I love them to death. They do wonderful things. With that, we're going to take a break, and we're going to come back with question of the day. Show me your chair dancing, Bon.
No, I got to play cups.
Jay was lame. He wouldn't chair dance.
No, he's boring. He's not as fun
I know
as I
he's
am.
Boring. We'll do a question of the day, which is, I was too busy talking during the break to get it loaded, but that only
takes
a second.
We had to catch up. I was gone
for
2 weeks.
If you're married, where did you get married at? You got married in St. Cloud, right?
Yeah.
You and Dwayne?
Mm-hmm.
Charles and I got married at the Plains Art Museum.
Oh, cool. Yeah, they do a lot of wedding ceremonies there.
You were invited to that.
I know it was cold and it was wintertime. It was like December, right? Am I right?
No, it was November 10th.
It was cold, though. I thought about it, but it was cold. I was invited. It takes a lot to get me to come out after I'm home. You know when the bra comes off, the bra comes off.
I'm with you, sister. I'm with you. I really, the last year, I'm really like, once I get home, I ain't leaving.
Yeah.
It's really been like
that.
And
if it happens after like 2 in the afternoon, 1 in the afternoon. I'm busy, people.
I go home from here. Yeah. If I don't have errands to run.
Right. You
I
do
go
that home. First before you get home and get too tired.
Yes, yes. Otherwise, I'm not leaving to do the errands.
Well, yeah, I'm usually home by, say, 11:30, 12, somewhere around there. And it's like, I'm done for the day. I got stuff to do.
You guys.
I got dogs to take care of, cats to take care of.
When I get, and I do do stuff at home. It's not like I just lay on the couch all
right,
day.
Right, right, right.
I keep myself busy at home, but the pajamas do come back on.
I don't put my jammies on, but
I do.
The bra probably comes. Unless I have to go back outside to get the mail. Or I don't
oh,
know.
The bra's the first thing to come off. Well, actually, the shirt and well, then my bra.
Didn't you, like, wear see-through jammies in your car one day while going to go get
oh, my gosh.
Anyway?
It's funny
like,
you bring that up because we were talking about...
I'm not running around my neighborhood without a bra on. My, she has see-through jammies. She's driving around
Let me tell you the story
on.
Of that because that makes it sound like I'm walking into Target like that. And it's funny you brought that up because we were talking about this last night with my mom and my aunt. So a couple of years ago, my girlfriend, her and the kids, they were out at her mom and dad's farm. And her husband, Kevin, was at work. And I had bought some raffle tickets from her, from the kids for baseball. Mm-hmm. And I said, I'll just go drop some money off in your mailbox. You know, so she's like, yeah, Kevin's gone. And I said, but Deb, I'm not getting dressed. I'm like in, and they were pretty thin pajamas, Bonnie. It was so hot that day. I just remember it was so hot. So I'm just going to my girlfriend's, drop off the money, and then going right back home. Which, right. by the way, is only a few blocks away.
Okay.
Okay. No big deal. Nobody's
You're
there.
In a vehicle or on foot?
In a vehicle. I'm not going to walk down the street looking the way I did.
I don't know.
Because these pajamas.
Sometimes you like the attention.
These not like that. These jammies were pretty thin and they were light color. So, and I'm in my vehicle and I get out and I see her husband and I thought, oh gosh. And I had a heavy sweater and it was so hot. That day. It was so
did you
hot.
Grab the sweater really fast?
Yeah. I'm like, hey, Kev, nothing to see here.
What laugh. Are you doing home? You're not supposed to be
he
here.
He wasn't supposed to be there. He had pulled up the same time. Yeah, it was a funny,
that's funny.
Funny ordeal. But I throw on this sweater that's hotter than hot, you yeah. know, and that day was so
95
hot.
95 degrees out. Makes sense.
Yeah. Speaking of which, his wife commented, they got married in a church, is what Debbie said.
Church, courthouse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Troy got married in Vegas.
That's pretty common, too. I
Very
had one,
common.
One sister who got married in Vegas. Ronnie and Michelle got married in Vegas.
Doug, first time he got married in Belfouche, South Dakota. I've actually been there. And second time it was supposed to be outside. It was raining.
Oh, yeah.
So it was in the living room. Hey, rain on your wedding day is supposed to be good luck.
That's the thing with outdoor weddings. It's just like you just don't know. You know, you're at the mercy of Mother Nature.
You are.
Mm-hmm. That's why it's nice that we have the LRC calendar. We had a pretty good idea.
Know.
Of
yep.
what might be happening.
Always
on that
have
date.
A plan B if you're getting right, married outside. Right. Michelle said, Graceland Wedding Chapel in Vegas, married to a guy named Ronnie.
I know who that is. Yeah, we took our pictures outside. St. Cloud has this absolutely gorgeous flower gardens right along the Mississippi River, Munsinger mm-hmm. Gardens. And it's like forever, like blocks and blocks and blocks of beautiful planted flowers. They used to have peacocks down there, too, that were caged
pretty.
Up, the curators from, I believe, St. Cloud State University took care of. But, yeah, it is amazing how beautiful it is down there. We took a ton of our wedding pictures.
Didn't
there.
You have a wedding dress mishap?
Yeah, I got caught on the radiator before the wedding That's even started, and I had to duct tape my wedding dress in two different spots. Like, we're tearing down the hallway because we were living, I think, yeah, we were living in Fargo, so we had to go back to St. Cloud because, you know, I spent 8 years there. My husband's family was there, so we decided that, okay, let's get married in St. Cloud. So I stayed in a hotel, and coming out of the hotel, and we're kind of booking because we had to get to pictures, and it was like an old, dumpy kind of-ish not the nicest hotel, not the dumpiest.
On your wedding night, you stayed at a dumpy hotel.
It wasn't our, well, it wasn't yet the wedding. It was just for that day, the day before or whatever. So get caught on the radiator, and I had rented my dress. There used to be a place in town that rented. Because it's like, what am I going to do with this wedding dress? I'm never going to wear it again. So I rented my wedding dress, got caught on the radiator, and it pulled. It was at least a foot and a half long one way, and then I must have grabbed it and tugged it, and it ripped another way, probably another 10 inches. So it's like my sister-in-law to the rescue. We find some duct tape, and we duct taped the inside.
Underneath, so you couldn't see it?
Couldn't tell, you know, especially you had the train up, couldn't tell.
Yeah.
And then I returned it, and they never ding me extra for this dress. I mean, it was expensive at the time.
They didn't say anything?
No. It was, I picked a $175 rental dress at the time, which, I mean, you could have gone as cheap as, say, like $30, $40. So it was
really? Kinda,
it was at the top for the time. I mean, you're talking, what, 35 years?
Have you been married that long?
I have no idea. 1993, what, 32 years? Yeah.
That's before I was even out of high school.
Okay. I could have babysat you.
Could be my mom.
So that many years ago. But so, I mean, $175 was kind of like, oh, it's kind of an expensive wedding dress. But no, maybe that's why the company went out of business. I don't think they're in business anymore. They were off like 13th Avenue.
Renting's not a bad idea, to be honest with you.
What do you do with your dress? And then you pack it away and then you take it out 20 years later and it's yellow and who's going to wear it after that?
So,
or it's the wrong size for somebody.
Mine's just sitting in the closet.
Somebody. Yeah.
Never to have been looked at again after the wedding night.
I don't know if she wants me to tell this, but one of my daughters, not the expensive one. Hers was like $2,500 because mm-hmm. she's expensive. Like Janae, they're like soul sisters. The other one actually found a gorgeous wedding dress that she bought secondhand. It was like a high end dress, so it was still relatively expensive, but she saved like 2/3 of the price of what it would have cost her. And you couldn't even tell it was absolutely gorgeous because her wedding was outdoors.
I saw the picture. Gorgeous dress.
So all just like on the bottom, it might have been like dirty from the previous bride who danced. And it was absolutely gorgeous. And I'm sure she'll just resell it because that one's very practical usually with
it's
money.
I saw it. Yeah. It's very beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that because, again, their mind sits in the closet. Mm-hmm. Never to be.
Exactly.
I didn't have it cleaned, which maybe I should have. But for what?
But what?
It's not even going to ever see the light of day again.
Yeah. Yeah, it's probably not, like, Paige wouldn't want to wear it. Yeah,
no, probably.
Don't look at me like that. My kids would be the
Maybe
same.
Maybe she would.
No, that's funny, because my kids would be there. Mine was so, like, well, it was 90s, I suppose. So 90s. I was going to say 80s, but it was so 90s. Because I see, like, classmates who might post an anniversary picture. It's like, oh, I had that same dress, or I had
Bonnie,
a similar or same veil.
I give you crap.
It is 9:07. Listen for Third Drop Coffee Coach's Corner podcast with Copper's football coach Terry Horan and Spud's football coach Kevin Feeney. You can look for our podcast each week on our website at WDAYRadioNow.com under podcasts. And we want to thank our sponsors, Third Drop Coffee in Moorhead, Cameron Foss Concrete, and Brady Service Center.
9:08, you're hanging out with Janae and Bonnie. I'm a hottie.
Thank you.
On this Friday Eve.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is.
Music tonight, Sweet Shots. I'm going to guarantee and say that it's going to be inside DJ's Lounge.
Might be soggy outside
so people
tonight.
Can stay dry tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah, always music on Thursday nights. And tonight is a special night. And before I forget, I got to mention, Mark did tell me that there is going to be free pizza tonight.
There you go.
So with
you
music.
You had us at free pizza.
Exactly.
Right.
And that pizza is so good.
It is.
I mean, it's gourmet.
Yeah.
They've got legit chefs over there. So with us this morning, we have Sophie Diamenti. Did I say that right?
Diamenti.
And her son. And you guys were there last week.
Yes.
How was it? I'll be talking right into the mic.
Yeah. It was really fun. And it was my first performance coming out of the hospital with our son. So it was exciting.
Yeah. So you are from California.
I'm originally from Otter Tail, Minnesota.
Oh,
so you've
okay.
circled back home.
I don't know why I had California in my mind.
Well, we have been living there for about 7 years now.
Yeah, which Mark told me that. And
yeah.
So, but you're very local.
Yes, I'm very local. I grew up coming to Fargo all the time. It's the big city when you live in Otter Tail.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Sophie, how did music become such a big part of your life?
Well, growing up, I was a pastor's. I'm still a pastor's daughter.
Yeah.
But we did a lot of worship events and traveling. And my two older brothers are 10 and 8 years older than me. So when I was a kid, we were homeschooled and on the road a lot and music. And that way I was just always, you know, looking up to my oldest brother.
Yeah.
And anyway, so it just kind of started with worship music, I guess. And then when I was in the 7th grade, I auditioned for a solo. I got the courage enough to do it and got the solo in choir. And I've always loved to sing.
And doing it ever since.
Yes.
And you've made this pretty much your career.
Yes. So before we drove the 26 and a half hours from California to Minnesota, I had 16 performances in June. And we were supposed to be doing, I think it was 31 performances in 7 weeks. And we did 14 of them. And then out of the blue, Zion caught this E. coli.
Yeah. And this is kind of a wild story because Mark was telling me it's like the worst case of E. coli there is.
Tell us about it. How old is Zion and what happened?
Okay. Yeah, so Zion is 5, and we love him so much.
He's adorable. He's in here with us. Do you want to say hi?
Say hello.
No, he's being bashful. Oh. There you go.
Yeah. So he, it was just one Friday morning. He wasn't feeling good, and, you know, we just kind of thought, you know, it was nauseous stuff going on. So by that evening, it was, you know, he just wasn't doing good. And Monday, we ended up taking him into the emergency room in Perham. And when about 45 minutes into him doing an IV drip, they said he has something called HUS, and he has kidney failure right now. And so we're transferring you to Fargo because they do dialysis. And I'm like, I don't even really know what dialysis is, like, you know. So we were just totally freaking out, of course, because we love our son. And then when I got to the hospital by ambulance with Zion, they let me know, like, how serious of a thing we were in. Like, and so I knew then, but I didn't. I wasn't prepared for how intense it was going to be. And on the day 5, he had a stroke with brain bleed and very scary seizures, and he had continued seizures for 5 or 6 days. He was on the ventilator. It was just every day we were just praying and crying out to the Lord to save our son and to heal him. And
we look at him now, and he looks like a healthy young man. How long was he hospitalized?
39 days.
Oh, my goodness. And does he have any lasting effects? Or?
I mean, right now he'll be running the way he was before soon. But other than that, his brain is totally God just protected him. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's a blessing.
Yeah, we're very thankful.
Are we are we doing a fundraiser too as part? I mean, obviously your hospital and medical bills have racked up here too.
Yeah. Well, it was just really nice of him. He booked me this summer, and I ended up getting sick. So
I remember.
We were like a couple minutes away from the studio here. And I'm squeaking right now. But yeah, he just was like, you know, it'd be awesome for us to, you know, just to like put it out there, you know, to have that people know if they want to, you know, come hear you play, and if they want to donate as well, that they can do that.
And there's a QR code that I have too that I can get up on I think I did put it up on our Facebook page, but I'll do it again.
Okay.
Because I know there's that QR code.
Yeah.
And then, if you want to come out tonight and listen to you, donations.
Is Zion going to be there tonight?
Yes.
Or is that too late?
Yes.
No, he's going to be able to. He's already yawning. He's standing there with Dad. And he's already yawning.
Zion will be there, and he'll be showered as well.
Zion, do you sing too? Do you sing too?
Do you sing?
I do piano.
Do you?
Piano?
Did you
say, if he's 5, you said? He's
Did you say piano?
Yeah.
Oh, he's going to start taking piano lessons, right?
Good for you.
Okay.
Good for you.
Cool.
He loves music. His favorite is Crazy Frog. So, you know, that gets played a little bit too much.
Yeah.
In our house,
so. I'm in a band.
You're in the band?
You're in the band.
He's not bashful, is he? In mom's band.
You know, I'll babysit anytime.
Okay. And believe me, he's a wild child. We definitely need a break. So here and there.
Well, you mentioned your gospel roots. What kinds of things do you play, or what might we can expect here at Sweet Shots tonight from you?
So I'll be doing lots of original music, and I write songs that about things that I've personally gone through.
Do you have a Zion song?
I started writing a Zion song in the hospital. I need to work on it. I mean, it'll be ready soon, but
can we get a taste of it?
I don't know if today, maybe tonight, if you come tonight, then
I
will
get a few more reps in.
Yeah. But that one, I'm excited for that song for Zion. And today live here. I'll do a couple originals, but I do lots of covers as
well.
Do you
have like records, CD, anything?
I have an EP that I released a long time ago. And then I have a single that I released called The Story Never Told. And that
can we
one,
find it on Amazon? Everything's on Amazon. Where can we find it?
On all the streaming platforms, yeah. And so, but now I've really stepped into a stronger version of myself as a performer and writer. And I write a lot different than I used to. I just, I'm just more brave.
So more music. Stay tuned for more music to be released down the road here from you.
Yeah. Another one that I'll be doing today, I'll be releasing that. That'll be my first single released and hopefully soon, probably within the next few weeks, I will be recording the music video to that in Minnesota, actually.
In Lakes Country, the Perham area, Ottertail area?
Yeah, I scouted out some locations.
Okay.
And, yeah,
that sounds fun.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. I love music videos.
Like who does this? Do you have a production crew, or is your hubby your go-to videographer? No. What, he's shaking his head. No.
Well, I've done so many videos in the past, and I get really creative with it, and so I work well with the videographer, just brainstorming, and so it's gonna be fun. Yeah,
that's cool.
Yeah,
looking forward to it.
Yeah.
All right, what do you want to play for us?
I could do an original called Wallflower Boy. Should I do that one?
Wallflower Boy. What's the backstory on it?
This one, I wrote it to someone that I used to date, I guess. And
you're like the Taylor Swift.
Oh yeah. But this one isn't like this, this is more of the wishing this person well song.
And
you could be you know, which I think, you know, people come in and out of your life.
There's a reason.
Absolutely.
And,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you know, we should, no matter how we've been treated, we should still in our hearts care for others. That's what I think.
I agree.
So anyways, here we go. You were the one I thought I'd marry, and this burden is so hard to carry. Know when you're not alright, not alright. We were never ordinary. In fact, two opposites that people didn't understand. But I was your girl, and you were my man. Oh, wallflower boy, I hope you find your way. Wallflower boy, you've got a new slave. Some trouble between us. Sin and all its misery was blinding me. Still, I couldn't let go. We won't let go. Something better for you out there anyway.
Girl, why are you not in Nashville or on tour? Come on.
You are super talented.
Thank you.
Oh, my God. Your pipes and then your lyrics. I mean, your writing is incredible.
Thank you.
Oh, my gosh. And I want your biceps, too. You're just making me jealous over here.
It's adorable.
I should see her arms.
Have you tried out for, like, The Voice or any of that yet?
I you know what? I did try out for The Voice. I did in Minneapolis about 10 years ago.
And not since then?
No, I did one other time a year later, and it just seems like both times I got kind of unlucky, but I think I flew to New York City with my sister-in-law for the second one, and that was more, I think I was just so nervous that I couldn't even, I was just, I was overtaken because it was the second time I had done it, and you know, I would put so much you know,
probably some stress on yourself too about it, and you weren't.
Yeah, because I didn't make it the first time, so I'm like, I got in my head and was just too shaky. And the first time, like, it was amazing. Like, I still am glad I did
the whole process.
I mean, I wish I would.
Aren't there tryouts again?
Really good.
Thank you.
Aren't there tryouts again, Janae, or did I miss them? I know I was gone for 2 weeks, but there were supposed to be some more auditions coming up.
Yeah, I know. Probably. For sure, some virtual ones, but.
Yeah, that was it.
You know, yeah.
And you said your music has changed and transformed over the years. I mean, you're not that same person when you first did the tryouts.
Yeah. Then I was I still had a great voice and all that. I think maybe it just wasn't my time, you know. Maybe it just wasn't my time yet to shine the way that I hope
well,
to
you're
shine.
Shining, girl. You are good.
Thank you.
You are very good.
Thank you.
Yeah. Wow is right. Very, very talented. Are you going to stay in the area for a while, or are you guys going back to California soon?
Yes, we'll be here for sure through the month of November.
Oh, so you didn't move back here permanently?
No, but we have all of our stuff in storage, in storage units in Southern California, and we had planned to go back August 24th, but with everything that happened with Zion, it's just so intense, and like we're still in a way recovering, like with energy. You know, it's like
I can't imagine what you guys went through, Sophie.
Yeah, it was really intense.
Yeah.
Probably helped you get through, too.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we listened to lots of music, playing music all day, you know, in the hospital room, and peaceful, nice music and all.
Well, music
that,
therapy works. We were just talking about it on my show earlier this
morning.
It does.
I truly believe in that. Mm-hmm. Sophie, is there anywhere online where people can go and listen to you?
Yeah, so on all the streaming platforms, you can find my older original music. And then also, like, I do need, like, followers on Instagram. Like, I would love to build that. And
we'll find you.
Yeah.
Bonnie and I both grab our phones.
How do we find you?
So it's Sophie, Sophie.diu.music. So there's some clips on there. And then you can type
in. I found you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm following you.
Oh,
now.
I found you.
Thank you.
Found you.
Are you
following
on Facebook too?
Yeah, so they can find me on Facebook. And if they go on YouTube and search my name, there's also options. And too, with like, there's really creative music videos on there with my older original music. And I went kind of through a time where I wasn't really actively pursuing my music, and I went through a season of grieving. My best friend, she passed away when we were 24, almost 25, and she was a nurse and had two children, married, and should still be here. Got sick in her mind and left us prematurely, and it was just such a painful time. But I wrote a song called "The Story Never Told." The January after she passed, and then did a video for her in honor of her life. And so you can find that on YouTube, The Story Never Told, music video for Maria.
Okay, I'm writing that down. The Story Never Told.
Yeah.
That was hard, but when you frame it as a tribute to your friend too, that helped with your, in writing, it probably helped with your healing process too.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, I at that time I went down to this school in Charlotte, North Carolina, 5 miles out of from the border, basically South Carolina, Fort Mill. But that was the first song I wrote after she passed away, and it wasn't hard to write it. It just came, and you know, we grew up together. We've known each other since we were Zion's age, and we were baptized together. And I grew up with 3 brothers, so
she was a sister.
Yeah, she was like a sister to me. So it was yeah, definitely. Zion, her passing and Zion's sickness in the hospital were definitely the two most intense and hard times of my life.
Yeah. Your faith and your music got you through.
Yeah. Yep. Definitely. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, everybody, you can listen to Sophie tonight. I mean, you heard it right here. How dang good she is.
Incredible.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, so talented. Tonight at Sweet Shots. What time are you starting?
6:30 to 7:30.
Yep. Free pizza.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it'll be a fun time. And I promise that it's going to be indoors tonight.
Yeah.
Because it's supposed to be rain.
Yeah.
So, but that's okay. It's never canceled. Just gets moved indoors.
Yeah.
So tonight, Sweet Shots, 6:30.
Yes.
Go listen to Sophie.
Yes, please do.
Amazing.
Incredible. Thanks for sharing your story, too.
Yeah, thank you.
You bet. We hope we raise some money for you to help with the medical expenses for Zion and his struggles that he had. But, I mean, we look at him now, knowing your backstory. He looks like a healthy young man.
He's adorable.
Yeah.
He is. Yes. Like I said, I'll babysit.
Yeah. He's never had a haircut either, you know.
He's got mom's long,
hair.
Blonde, flowing locks.
Yeah.
So I love it. Curly,
a little jealous
too.
Of that.
Yeah, curly.
A little jealous of that. But you know the saying that blondes have more fun? It's totally not true.
My mom would agree with that.
But look at Bon and I.
My mom would agree with that.
Some people might call us nutty. We prefer to be called fun.
Yeah. You are.
We're a hot mess express is what we are.
Thanks for sharing your
story.
Thank
you so much, Sophie.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. We are going to do a quick break. We'll be back in just a few.
9:32. We're going to check on your forecast with Chief Meteorologist Dean Wysocki.
Under new exciting ownership, the Alibi. Bonnie, have you heard about this place?
And I heard it on your show. I listen.
See? Happy hour at noon. Happy hour, 7 hours long, starts at noon.
Some of us have, you know, it's 5 o'clock somewhere, everywhere, right?
So noon to 7 p.m. is happy hour every single day
I love
of the
it.
Week.
That's funny.
You can enjoy domestic beers and well drinks for just $3.50. 7 hours, 7 days a week, starting at noon. Bonnie, I got.
We're both
11.
Done working well before noon.
We could get something quick to eat right after the show and head over to happy hour.
Probably hear us blocks away.
Do you think they have bingo at noon?
Maybe. Do you think they have bingo? We could bring our own bingo cards.
Oh yeah, we wouldn't get kicked out or anything.
No.
Let's take a quick break and then we're gonna come back and we'll do a little bit of this and a little bit of that. 9:39. Too bad the cameras weren't on there. Bonnie and I are just share dancing away.
I love this song. Careful what you ask for, though,
it
ladies.
It's a good song. Yeah.
Could get the ladies out on the dance floor when I was club DJing back in the day.
I tried to get Jay to chair dance yesterday. Nope.
He's no fun.
I don't think he's got any groove.
No. Maybe that's it.
I don't think
maybe
he's
he
got
can't
any groove.
Dance. We should ask Alex.
He doesn't look like a dancer.
Yeah, he doesn't have time for that.
I am going to message Alex and ask her that. So a little bit of this and a little bit of that we'll do first here. All right, Bonnie, it says here, most Americans still do not eat enough vegetables. In the past year, only 26% of adults ate vegetables 3 or more times a day.
I probably, and I'm not in that category, because I bet I have 5 to 6, 7 servings of vegetables a day. Vegetables.
See,
so I'll throw some fruits in once in a while, but I prefer veggies.
I like fruit versus vegetables.
I grew up in a greenhouse family.
You
we
did.
Had a massive garden. It's like we grew up eating all that stuff. That's probably why my folks are well into their 90s and still doing well.
We did too. My mom always had a nice huge garden too. I don't know. I mean, it's because fruit is sweeter. But I do like.
I like bananas. Apples are okay. But I'm not really a fruit person, but I love vegetables.
I like the apples a lot. I was in a banana phase for a while, and now I maybe burnt myself out of bananas.
It gets annoying because
now
too
I'm
brown.
Just like not craving them at all lately.
I like them with a little green on them, so they're not they're ripe, but they're not brown and they're not green. And but once they start getting spots, it's like blah.
The flavor profile
is so different between a
it is.
Just ripened it banana is. And one that's mm-hmm. overly ripe.
It is. I really like the oranges.
Do you like
or
the
little cuties?
See, and
Mandarin oranges. I don't.
When I was a kid, oranges were my favorite fruit. No, it's just bad. And I don't like orange juice either, for that matter.
I can't drink it. I get heartburn so bad from it. But not if I eat an orange.
Why is that?
Because there's more crap in orange juice than an orange, probably.
Besides
do
sugar,
they add
what
sugar?
Are they?
I don't know.
If anything, I mean, it would be sugar. But yeah, why is that? I do get heartburn off it too. That's weird.
But I don't if I eat an orange.
That's strange. I have no idea.
I think it is too. A study found that 90% of teens have gambled by their senior year of high school. I know that my son did.
I didn't. However, like lottery tickets weren't available. We would have to be 18 to buy them. They weren't available when I was a kid. Gambling, is bingo considered gambling? I played bingo when I was a kid.
Gambling.
Remember I told you turkey bingo?
Turkey bingo.
The Amistadis. Okay, there's seven of us and four of us are a little bit younger than the older three. And our church, coming up around Thanksgiving, October, November time, they would do Thanksgiving bingo. And so you could win turkeys. I remember one year, and we lived across, up in northeastern Minnesota, we lived across a busy, busy highway, the Amistadi edition. You had to cross Highway 169. And one year was a really good year at bingo. All four of us won two turkeys. So we each have like a turkey, a frozen turkey under our arms, and we're walking home a mile from the church to our house.
I wish there was a video of that. I can just see little Bonnie.
Family was happy, man. We all
four
ate well
turkeys?
For a long time. No,
how
I
many?
Think it was eight. I think we all four of us oh, kids had two.
Eight
each.
Turkeys yeah. you want? You think they would cut the Amistadis off
well,
at
there
four.
Was, there was 10 of us. You know, Grandma Amistadi, we fed her all the time, too. She was part of the family, too. So there's 10 of mouths to feed. It's like it didn't take long to go through food in our house. So that was a good
one. That's
win.
A lot of turkeys.
It was comical.
A survey found 80% of married people lie to their partner about spending. The survey found that most people lie about buying clothes and accessories, with food checking in as the second most lied about category.
We don't like, I mean, I buy whatever I want to buy.
I do too.
My husband doesn't question me, but like when the kids were growing up, if we splurged on something and maybe it was say like $200, it was $40 as far as dad was concerned. So we had like the, you know how like you have
yeah.
something going on with your kids?
Yeah.
We have a thing going with the kids where it's like, if dad asks, it was only $40, okay?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I guess, yeah.
No, guilty. We don't. It said the top reason given for the fibbing to the significant other is because they felt their husband or wife didn't need to know.
That's true, too. Like I mean, that, like I said, and like you said, too, we just kind of do our thing.
If I
You know
were,
the budget, right? You know what kind of
I know what I can spend. And, yeah,
right,
exactly.
Right.
I think if I sat down and said to Chuck, by the way, I bought this today. I'm going to buy this. He would look at me. And be like, this is a wasteful conversation because, for one, you're going to do what you want to do anyway. Mm-hmm. And
well, that's true. You're an independent woman.
I'm very much so. Am.
I mean, my husband sees some of the Amazon packages that come on a sometimes their daily basis, but sometimes I go for a stretch of 3 to 4 weeks where I don't get anything, and then
that's
you know,
just because
we
you were on vacation.
Exactly. And then they restart up. So since I've been back late Friday night, I've probably had packages every single day, Saturday through today. I think there's another delivery coming, but the ones today are for actually Logan's dog. He needed a new collar and harness because he's growing. He's a puppy. So
by the way, Logan should bring him in here some morning.
Zeus,
that puppy is cute.
The best thing was we left for 2 weeks, and so one of his co-workers who lives over in the DL area took him, and they have, I think he said they have 3 or 4 dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And so Zeus being socialized around these other dogs, mm-hmm. he came back and he's like mellow and better behaved. And
really?
Like, yeah. The socialization for the
That's
dog
cool.
is huge. He's 4 months old. He's an old English bulldog.
Oh gosh, he's adorable. And those pictures are adorable.
He is sweet, but he is so clumsy at first. Like he would like just go full bore, not even walk down the steps. So as he was when we first got him, like the first month, he was limping for a day or two. It's like,
oh,
but he was fine. But it's like he had to teach him, like, dude, you just can't go running full blast. You got to walk down the steps, walk up the steps. But he's adorable. And my other daughter has an older version of the old English bulldog. He's 5, Odin, and I just love him to death. He's the smartest, sweetest boy.
I've always thought English bulldogs are just adorable dogs.
They are.
I've always thought that. All right, we'll do one more here and then we'll take a quick break. Let's see. A study says the U.S. is losing its lead in science and technology. Okay, I was shocked by this because I thought China had that.
Exactly, exactly. But I mean, we do have American companies now that if you think technology, Microsoft, what else do we have? Is Alphabet, Google, Alphabet, is that American company? Or I think so. NVIDIA probably isn't.
Maybe. I don't
know.
Who
owns NVIDIA?
Google's an American company.
Yeah, Alphabet, so Alphabet,
yeah. I think so.
Microsoft, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, Microsoft is for sure.
So it depends on which kind of terms they're talking about. But I mean, yeah, like China and other countries.
I always thought China had,
and
was
India,
the
doesn't India beat us in a lot of stuff like that too?
Yeah, they do a lot of, yes, I would think so. I don't know. So I don't know where, that's what it says, Bonnie. But I thought we lost that a long time ago.
And,
here because we were talking about the dogs. A study found that you'll get better night's rest if you let your dog sleep in your room with you.
They always say not to let your dog sleep in the bed because you won't
get a
good...
They said a study was done.
You just said room, though. You didn't say bed.
It said room.
And I've heard the bed that you shouldn't let your dog sleep because you lose sleep, but maybe on the floor next to the...
Make the bed on the floor for him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, you can get dog beds and...
Mm-hmm.
So cute.
Mm.
I love pets.
NVIDIA is American-owned, I guess, headquartered in California.
Okay, there you go.
But it's not really owned by a single person. It's by shareholders, I guess. So, yeah, we still have some bigs around here
yeah.
in technology.
Mm-hmm. There you go. All right, we're going to take a break, and we're going to come back and see what Dean has to say about the weather.
Rain continuing. Chief Meteorologist Dean Wysocki is here with a check on our forecast.
Thank you, Dino. Okay, Bonnie, today is National Cheeseburger Day.
Yep, cheeseburger, cheeseburger.
Everybody have a cheeseburger mm-hmm. today. It is also Aging Awareness Day. I don't need a day.
We're aware.
Remind
we're aware. We're getting older.
That I'm aging.
Yeah.
Why would they even have that as a day? That's not even nice. Mm. Not nice. Give up Botox or something on aging day.
Well,
or vitamins.
What's the saying? Not everybody is given the opportunity to grow
it's true.
Old, right?
That's very true, Bonnie. Yeah, very
but
true.
I don't like the number that's coming up very soon because my birthday's in January.
Mine is next November.
Yeah.
My last year in my 40s. I never fully admit how old I am. I just
either.
Did. I'll have one.
I don't feel as old as I am.
I'll have one more year.
I feel like I'm a lot younger than I am, but obviously I am not because I have my birth certificate. I'm too old.
You're
like
not.
I'm older than I want to be, put it that way.
You're older than you want to be?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I don't want to. I want to be younger.
Time sneaks up on us.
I want to be younger too. Like, doesn't everybody?
I don't feel like I should be that old.
You're 10 years older than me, right?
Really? That's rude. You don't have to bring that up. Rude!
I didn't mean it to be rude. I'm thinking, because I think, are you and Jay the same age?
Yeah, but I think I have him beat by a few months. I don't know when his birthday is, but I think I'm like 6 months older than Jay.
You guys are like a decade older than me.
I'm older than Wysocki.
You are?
Maybe Ken. Do you think Ken's old?
No, I thought Wysocki was older than you and Jay.
I think he just lives a harder life.
Think? You think?
I know.
I don't know. Him and Jay are kind of a toss-up there. No, I don't know.
No.
But
I've spent enough time with Wysocki.
I don't
know
how old Ken is.
No, he's not that old.
We know Austin. See, now Austin is older than what I thought he was.
So he's middle of the road, yeah.
When I...
Age different. We were just talking about Macy, who's 21. James just turned 26. 26.
So now we expose everybody's age on air.
Middle of the road. You guys can just call me the wise elder now that it's been established that I'm the oldest person here.
You're not.
Yeah, I am. I think I'm older than Hallstrom. Scott Hennen and our sister station's older than me, so I'll take I think Kevin and Alex. The people on the other station are older than me, but on our station?
Oh, you are the oldest on WDAY.
I'm not the oldest. I am the wise elder, Janae. Get it straight.
Okay,
you?
You're the wise elder oldest.
I had friends in college. They
and
were
then
like,
Jay.
2 years younger than me, my best friends in college, him and her, they ended up getting married. They're still married or whatever, but they were my best friends. They used to call me the wise elder in college. And I'm like, what, 20, 21 years old? It was probably because I made good decisions and you people didn't.
Bonnie, we are old over here because listen to this. James, besides James.
But he's really
I'm
a
47-year-old
man. I'm
the second youngest because it's me, James, and then the rest of you are all kind of clumped together close to the same age.
Yeah.
I'm the second youngest over here. And
oh, Macy. You forgot Macy.
Oh, Macy,
and
yeah.
Austin.
Okay, fine.
You're fourth.
I'm the middle.
Well, Addison, fifth youngest. I'm going to work down. And then the boss is younger than you. Sixth. You're sixth. Yeah, you're middle of the pack.
I'm middle of the pack.
You ain't getting any younger, lady.
No, but I feel like I'm aging like a fine wine.
Mm. Just ask her. She'll tell you.
Look at me. I'm looking fine. Every morning I'm getting ready and I'm looking in the mirror.
Dang, Janae, you're looking good today.
You're looking good. You're not looking 40. You're
either that or you're trying to convince yourself. I look better than I look in the mirror. Really, I do.
Actually, the last year when things were bad a year ago, when I had my back situation.
Well, when you're in pain,
I would look at myself and I did. I'm like, this is bad.
Pain
this
ages
is,
you.
You're looking really,
it
really
does.
Bad.
Nobody looks good when you're in pain, right? You look probably 10 years older than you are when you're in pain like that.
I remember trying to, getting out of bed, and I couldn't even get ready for work in the morning. I remember bringing my makeup here. I bought a mirror to put in there, you know, mm-hmm. so I would, because I had a whole system that I had to do in the morning to get, but I would look at myself, I'm like, this is bad. You look really, really bad.
Yeah.
But I didn't care at the time. I just didn't care.
No. I mean, you can see the pain when somebody's in pain, as you were. I mean, nobody's going to say anything. You didn't have to wear any makeup, and nobody would say anything. You could just read the pain in your face.
It's getting, I mean, I feel a lot better, but as far as my appearance, it's getting better.
Ask yourself.
Than a year ago.
Ask yourself. Dang, I look good.
Dang it today. Coming up in the 10 o'clock hour, we are going to visit with Dr. Mike. We're going to talk about his mission statement. Are childhood foods that were really popular that nobody is making and eating anymore?
Really?
What do you think that is? I don't like to pre-read things. I like to find it alive with us.
I don't know. Well, I'm like, okay, so one of my favorites growing up was mac and cheese. Well, kids still eat mac and cheese.
Hey, speaking of mac and cheese, Bonnie, I'm glad you brought that up.
I have not had mac and cheese in probably 40 years.
Okay, listen. I will buy the Goodles.
Oh, my daughter Carly buys those. Those are gluten-free or something?
Yeah, they're healthier for you. Okay, so I got this. I got this in my notes, people.
I'm not eating Goodles. Those don't even sound good. They sound
disgusting. I like them.
Couldn't they come up with something better than Goodles? That doesn't even sound appetizing.
Bonnie, get it. Good for better for you. So good. And then they're
sounds
like noodles.
Gooey. Goodles. Like gooey oodles.
Goodles. I'm trying to find this, but there was two flavors that were recalled. Tell Carly, because I think I have
she
one.
She has some in her cupboard when I was checking on their house, in a pink package. Does that sound right?
The packages are a different flavor. Oh. Whatever the flavor is, it's a different color. Mm. I have this somewhere, people, because I know that Goodles are really popular right now.
Some of those, because Carly went through a gluten-free phase where she was having stomach issues, but some of those gluten-free ones, pastas or whatever, get really mushy. They're not very good. They vary from brand to brand.
I buy protein pasta now. Oh, this is killing me because I know.
Oh, yeah.
I have
she's
it.
Got the loop-de-loos, the Goodles, the purple ones. I saw her pink or purple. I saw them in her cupboard.
I don't have the pink ones, but I have four flavors.
I've
in
never
my cupboard.
Eaten them. I don't need to eat gluten-free, so
Before this show is over, I will tell you what Goodles were recalled because I have it somewhere. I just can't find it.
Goodles news. That's all you have to do.
Oh, wait. Here, I found it. Okay. Now, let me open it. Let me find it.
Goodles vegan is believin' plant-based. That one was recalled.
Yeah, and the here
white,
comes the
white cheddar with spirals.
That one I didn't see, but I saw here comes truffle.
Truffle. Yeah. Goodles. Goodles vegan is believin' plant-based white cheddar with spirals, the 5.25 ounces, and the Goodles here become truffle, creamy truffle-flavored cheddar and shells, 6 ounces. Those are the ones.
They may contain undeclared milk or cashew.
But if you're not allergic to either
then you're
of those
fine.
Things,
so
then
I'm
who cares?
Fine if I eat
but
them.
If you are, then obviously
then
don't
eat
them.
But yeah, so just they're really popular right now. So I'm glad you brought that up. All right, we are going to go to news when we come back. Dr. Mike, you got a chair dance.
Who can forget the 70s? It's awesome.
10:07, you're hanging out with Janae and Bonnie. Dr. Mike with us from Red River Wellness. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are things going?
You know, it's every day is a new challenge. So many things to be grateful for. And, we always want to reflect and assess where we're at, mm-hmm. of course, in the health realm, where we're at. It was a funny story. I just finished my workout this morning when I get a text from Maria. Hey, do you want to go on and talk to Janae? It's like, absolutely. Anytime I get a chance to flap my gums, I'll go ahead and take it. But it kind of got me thinking. It's like, one of the first things with health, not to be preachy about this, is are we setting aside time during the week, to take care of ourselves? There's a saying, if we don't make time for our wellness, we'll be forced to make time for our illness. And that's one of the first things we talk about with our patients is, hey, setting aside some time to get the right habits and moving forward with a plan.
How much time are we looking at?
For what?
For working out. What is?
You know, everybody's different. You know, something is better than nothing. If people yeah. just got out and walked 10, 15 minutes a day, mm-hmm. it's not a black and white thing. Every little bit that we do that's moves us better, gets us, you know, better food, thinking better. You know, the principles of wellness are eat well, move well, think mm-hmm. well. Every time we do a little bit better each day, we're helping ourselves.
Because you'll hear a lot sometimes online, or maybe you'll read something where they'll say, you know, get 6 hours of exercise a week or 10 hours, whatever it may sure. be, you know, and then people have that stuck in their minds. Like, I'm not okay if I don't exercise.
It's all
10 hours a week
for some people.
Yeah.
Right. And that's one of the worst things, is to take that kind of perspective. First of all, we can't do anything about what we did 10 minutes ago. So why beat ourselves up about mm-hmm. that? So let's look where we're at. There are so many great tools and resources available. I was just using an app this morning that helps. It'll just guides me through, like, stretching and warm up and some stretching workout. It keeps it random, so I don't get bored.
So you use an app?
I've been using an app. Yeah.
Do you have apps that you would recommend to our listeners?
You know, it's pretty broad question. That this is was a fitness app that I was
using.
There's
a lot of apps.
Oh,
there's
so many things. Yeah, there's so many out there. You know, do some research. I think the one I was using this morning was Zing.
But anything that gets you in the mood, in the zone, like when I have to do my treadmill because it's, you know, say it's raining today, yeah. maybe I'm not going to walk outside, so then mm-hmm. I have to get on the treadmill. I'll grab my Kindle and I'll read a book on that. Sometimes I'll listen to music mm-hmm. just to keep motivated. Otherwise, it's hard sometimes.
It can be very hard.
Yeah, it needs to be engaging. It needs to be fun. I mean, the last thing we want is to be bored. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, customize it to yourself. Find something that works. You know, follow principles, again, of eating well, moving well, thinking well. We want to serve as a resource for our clients to help point them and kind of coach them, because mm-hmm. if you look out in our culture, we've got, you know, our medical care system, which is going to be based on kind of acute care. When the body is in crisis, it's going to be medications first. Well, we want to provide services to people that want wellness, natural mm-hmm. care, non-surgical. That's why chiropractic in the wellness realm, I think, works so well. So we want to be that resource. And whether it's us or somebody else, we want the community to have some people in the wellness realm helping them on a regular basis.
Well, because a lot of times those medications can cause other issues.
Yeah.
They do every time. They're called side effects.
The side effects of a certain med, it's insane.
Right. Yeah. And so a lot of people don't want to be taking the meds. And if we can go through these holistic approaches.
You know, there's an old saying, chiropractic first, or wellness. I'll even say wellness first, drug second, surgery last. There are a place for all three of those. The last thing we want, and what our culture is really in on, is they get drugs first. You know,
they want the quick fix.
Everybody wants the quick fix, sadly. And I mean, who doesn't want, again, relief right away? I get that. But, you know, we really have to be thoughtful and responsible and say, okay, is this the best thing that's going to get me the long-term result? It's one of my biggest concerns with these weight loss drugs and mm-hmm. shots. And what, hey, I won't have to learn how to eat right and move right. I'm just going to take this medication or a shot and I'll lose weight. Da 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 da. I think we're going to find out long-term, it's not the best choice for people.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and again, those come with side effects.
There's always side effects, and they're scary. They're scary side effects. And again, I don't want to, if people have chosen those, that, you know, that's, I wish them the best, mm-hmm. but I really think they need to ask themselves, is this a long-term solution for me mm-hmm. a year from now, 5, 10, 20 years from now? And I really encourage people to find things that are congruent with natural approaches. Those things are expensive. Mm-hmm. Those things are expensive. So we want to,
and they're lifelong.
They're lifelong. So we want to empower people. It kind of gets into our updated wellness statement. We help our clients reset their health by uncovering the root causes of their condition and empowering them by building programs to help mm-hmm. them live their fullest life. Mm-hmm. We want people to live their fullest life, because when they have their health, they can. They can do those things.
Right.
One of the saddest things I see is I was over having coffee and breakfast with a friend over at a local restaurant, and there's these older gentlemen. They're probably in their 70s plus. I'll be 60 on Monday. So I'm like going,
happy
holy,
birthday.
I can't even thank you. I can't even say 60 because here I am staring me in the face. But
we were just talking that too. I'm right there with you.
Yeah,
we're
just living up.
But do you feel it? And when you're taking care of yourself and you're trying to exercise and eat right and do all these things, you shouldn't feel 60.
Yeah, you don't have to. Other than my, you know, gray hair in my
right,
head,
right.
And my needing readers, I still feel relatively great.
I'm yeah. the same.
And so I'm not inhibited by anything. But anyway, you know, looking at these older gentlemen, I'm guessing in, you know, 70s plus, but they're carrying way too much weight. They're really struggling just to walk. You can see their, you know, their arches are collapsed on their feet. And it's just like, really, is this where they wanted to end up? Because we're all going to get older, you know, God willing. Mm-hmm. The question is, what quality of life do we want to have? And I tell you what, unless we start making plans and getting our habits in order right now, we're going to have a crappy retirement. And that's really a tragedy.
And don't wait to come see you.
No,
because all this is preventable health care, too.
It is.
Did I say that right? Is
yeah.
That preventable health care?
Yeah. Thomas Edison, my famous quote that my dad even had on his wall, it said, "The doctor of the future will give no medicine, but will interest his patients in the care of the human frame, in diet, and in the cause and prevention of disease." Mm. He said that in 1903.
Wow.
The doctor of the future will give no medicine, yet that's all we're inundated with.
You're right.
I think it's just easy, right? It's easy to prescribe somebody something. They feel better instantly.
Yeah. Sometimes the patients demand medicine. Like, I need something. Right?
Yeah. This is what makes America sadly unique in this case. America is only one of two nations in the world that allows direct consumer advertising by the pharmaceutical industry. So they can advertise every form of media. Again, that's where you'll hear all the second half of the commercial is all the side effects. Mm-hmm. But we're the only countries, us and New Zealand, that allow drug manufacturers to advertise to the patients. So the patients go in demanding that of their doctor. Hey, I saw this doctor, or excuse me, I saw this medication. This is what I want. Mm-hmm. And they're overriding even the doctors. So it's really a sad situation. People have to be their own best advocates and really become educated. And that's what we try to do. We empower our patients and our clients with information. There's a whole educational program that goes along with our programs because we want to change people's direction once they're even done with working with us for the rest of their life, so they're equipped, they're empowered with that information.
I'm on your website, redriverwellness.com, and I see join us at a wellness seminar. Is that on an ongoing thing or a special seminar that's coming up?
Every week.
Oh.
We on a Thursday night at 6 o'clock, we get together and put together and present a presentation, stress, hormones, and health. It's about 60 minutes and whatnot, but that answers all the questions. But great lead in, Bonnie, is we also have a short video. It's an 11-minute video that we've put on our landing page that people can watch. It's a condensed version of the stress, hormones, and health. And they can find that at redriverreset.com. That's redriverreset.com. You can go to that, you know, put your information in, and we'll maybe give you a call and then get you that short video. Because I realize time is of the essence, and some people can't get away for a full hour and a half. So that's kind of the best way to take a look at what we're doing with people. And get some great testimonials on the wall in our office. We just want to be a part of people's wellness journey.
Mm-hmm.
So
I do think that we're getting better as a society, as a nation. We're not great. We're not as far as our health, our taking care of ourselves. Because I read something recently where junk food sales in general are down.
Yeah.
It's because it's gotten so expensive, probably. Well, like $8, $9 for a bag of chips or something nowadays.
That too, but I think that we are starting to learn more.
Awareness is the first thing.
Yeah, I think there is
awareness. Is the first thing. It's like me driving alongside you on the highway and I see that your tire is low. You know, it's like, hey, you know, Janae, I'm pointing like a madman. Once you're aware that there's a problem, you'll take some action. You'll do something. So that's one of the first things, you know, we try to do. That's what we do, some blood work on people. That's very revealing. We find out all kinds of things are going haywire, even with people who look relatively healthy. You know,
that blood work will come back.
It'll tattle on you. And so we start off with blood work. We sit down, and then that's kind of the first level. We'll have put people through a program. Sometimes we find out people have lots of gut damage. I found out yesterday one of our clients had a big sensitivity to eggs. Egg yolks, a lot of people never knew it.
Just that they would have upset issues, stomach issues.
Upset stomach, chronic ongoing inflammation.
Yeah.
And so we really want to dig down that. Again, that's why we uncover these root causes.
Well, you mentioned the inflammation too. Isn't that like something that leads to, say, heart disease, all kinds of diseases?
Great point.
Diabetes, whatever?
Inflammation of the body is the root cause of virtually all chronic illnesses. Diabetes, heart disease, cancer, dementia. Where people are walking around.
That's the cause of it, the root cause of it?
Yep. Yep, inflammation is found in virtually every pain condition, of course. There's inflammation going on in the body. And the thing is, short-term inflammation is part of the healing process, okay?
Yeah.
You hit your thumb, you know, stub your toe. It's gonna flare up. That's part of the healing process. What we're talking about is chronic, long-term, whole-body inflammation. And we can measure that with blood tests and find it out. And then we got to dig in and find out where that is. Yeah, inflammation is bad news. It really is.
When it comes to, you know, somebody who's coming into Red River, a chiropractic and wellness, and you're meeting with them and working through things with them, when it comes to, like, chronic pain, is it oftentimes fixable through the right approach, I guess?
You know, that's absolutely right, Bonnie. We're looking to find out what the cause is. Now, from a chiropractic or a structural standpoint, I'm looking for the body's imbalances. I'm looking for leg lengths that aren't the right length. I'm looking for, you know, we talk about the history. So many people have been injured in high school sports,
mm-hmm.
or even
car accidents, or whatever it may be.
Car accidents, yeah. Work yeah. injuries. Then, you know, everybody's looking at their phone too much. That's a whole new thing. So these imbalances, these stressors, really can drive structural, you know, spinal problems. So, yeah, we find out what's going on. We have x-rays available at our office so we can find out what's going on. Some people's spines are a fright. you can't see it from the outside. So that's a big help, big tool. And then we sit down and find out, hey, this is out of balance. Or, hey, why is your, you know, what happened to your neck? Oh, I did fall off the swing when I was 6 years old, or fell off my dad's shoulders, or I fell down the steps when I was 12.
Yeah.
My brother pushed me off my bike. These things go with people throughout their whole life. And sadly, in our culture, we're really poor at taking care of our spinal health. And so we want to raise awareness. That's why we do a really thorough examination with people.
And if not 100% wow. fixable, at least maybe manageable?
Yeah. There's a ton of things it can do. Janae and I were talking before we went on the air. There's using the right applications, whether it's a therapy, whether it's a decompression, whether it's a chiropractic adjustment, whether it's stretching, whether it's low-level laser. There's a ton of things in the wellness realm that are before you need medications, before you need surgery, and that's what we offer in our clinic.
Where can people find you?
Either redriverwellness.com, that is our website. But this, if you're interested in our wellness programs, I really want to hype the redriverreset.com. Type that out. There's a little landing page. You can type your information in, your email, your phone number, name, and we can get back to you and answer any questions. That's probably the best place to go, Janae.
Yeah. And I've learned so much just from the visits that you've been in here.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure. I come from a place of kind of, I've been doing this, telling Bonnie, 37 years, mm-hmm. but plus my dad was a chiropractor. And so it's really fun to see people and the culture coming around to more natural forms of health and seeing that there is a better way to live, and there are natural things that they can do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's great to see transformations of people who are going down a certain road,
yeah.
and they make changes. And we've got some great testimonials. You'll have to come over and read some of them because they're life changing.
You know, yeah, absolutely.
And I look, my folks are both in their 90s. They eat well. You know, grew up in a greenhouse, family gardening. But I look at my folks, and my mom's been on. You know, she's had a stroke and heart health and cholesterol issues, and she's on. I think they've pared her down. Now she's on 14 medications. But
if
somebody younger, you're in your 30s, your 40s, your 50s, and you look at your parents' health, right? Yeah. And you don't want to be on all those medications. Yeah. Seek you guys out.
Yeah. Again, everybody should have a wellness provider, whether it's us or somebody else.
Yeah.
But I really feel we have a lot to offer. Everybody should have a wellness physician provider in their corner so they can go to them first, hopefully. And then also, if it is something that it is require surgery or there needs to be deeper, maybe it's a medication or thing, whatever, you can get them to them.
Yeah.
So.
Thank you, Dr. Mike, very much.
My pleasure.
I enjoy our visits.
They're amazing. It's a lot of fun.
Like I said, I learn a lot.
That's
Bonnie, did you learn something today?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Lots of stuff, you bet.
Yeah. All right. Go see Dr. Mike.
Thanks.
He'll take care of you. Yep. 10:21. We're going to take a break and we'll be back and have some more fun. 10:25. You're hanging out with Janae and Bon Bon.
We got our boogie shoes on.
Yeah, we do. Feels good to chair dance.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad I have a chair down somebody
today.
Gosh,
I wonder why the chairs are squeaky in here. Janae and Bonnie.
Who broke the chairs? I don't know. What happened to them?
I think they probably know who the prime suspects are.
I probably. Blame it on Jay. Jay and Ronnie. Jay and Ronnie did it.
Yeah.
All right. We'll listen to some weather with Mr. Dean Wysocki.
Oh, are we going to do that?
I mean, we usually do it this time. We're a little late on it, but
right,
yeah, we can.
All right, Dino.
Thank you, Iwasaki. And by the way, people, go on our website, wdayradionow.com. Look for the Lee Brice icon.
Oh, yeah.
Because one lucky first responder will win a pair of tickets and meet and greets to Lee Brice on September 27th. Yep. All you got to do is go on our website, wdayradionow.com, and nominate the first responder in your life.
Thanks to Schmidt's Gems of Fargo, your diamond destination, for partnering up with us. Our winner will be selected on September 24th. Good luck to all of you. Charity Day coming up at one of our local car washes here tomorrow. Tidal Wave Auto Spa's 17th annual Charity Day is tomorrow from 8 a.m. until 8 p.m. They are located between Walgreens and Red Lobster over on 13th Avenue, kitty corner from West Acres. And if you swing in there, all proceeds, 100% of wash proceeds tomorrow, will go to local charities and nonprofits. Again, from 8 a.m. until 8 p.m. If you want to go in between 11 and 5, if you buy a car wash, in addition to helping out charities, you get a free hot dog, and they're all beef hot dogs. What the heck? SpongeBob SquarePants is going to be there. Hello. Running around. Shocker. Country music blaring through the speakers as well. Tidal Wave Auto Spa. Their address is 4207 13th Avenue South. Again, their 17th annual Charity Day event tomorrow, 8 a.m. until 8 p.m. You're looking kind of dirty. Get in there and get your vehicle
Very
washed.
Cool. I should really stop there tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. All right, Bonnie. Childhood foods that almost nobody makes and eats anymore.
Like what? Mac and cheese, grilled steak. Cheese, round steak. Oh, my mom used to make round steak.
I haven't had round steak in years.
So good.
So this is kind of, that's true.
I wouldn't call it a child. Well, we grew up on it. Okay. So
then it's childhood.
I guess. Well, I was thinking like things that kids like to eat, kind of. I guess I do.
Things that our moms made.
Yeah. Mashed potatoes, gravy. Corn,
I haven't had round steak in
a long time.
Very long time.
Yum.
I never did eat this because I couldn't put it.
Liver?
No, cream chipped beef.
I've never had that, or SOS as they call it. My mom would make creamed tuna on toast, so it was cream, tuna, and peas are in there. Ugh. And then loved it. But I love tuna too. So similar version, but
beef stroganoff. How many people make beef stroganoff?
Made it a few times over the years. It's so easy to make, simple to make.
Tuna casserole. We
grew up eating it. I loved it, but nobody in my family but me liked tuna, so I wasn't going to make a whole casserole or hot dish of it.
But do people still make it?
Probably some families. Did you crush like ruffle chips?
Nobody would have ever ate it at our house growing up.
You guys don't eat seafood, that's right.
So, well, my dad's allergic to fish.
These were things that we would have, like the cream peas and tuna on toast, and then the tuna casserole would have been like during Lent. We would have eaten those, especially like on Fridays.
See, we're Lutheran, so we didn't have to go by that rule.
You could
eat
whatever you wanted to.
Yep. Yep, we're Lutheran.
That's why they didn't make tuna hot dish in their house. Creamed peas and tuna on toast.
And my dad is severely allergic to fish.
Yeah.
Liver and onions.
Loved liver and onions.
So does Ronnie.
I haven't had it in 30 years, but I would still eat it to this day.
See, and I don't even like the smell of it. I remember my mom making it, and I couldn't even handle the smell of it in the house.
Mm.
This, too, haven't seen this around in a long time. Chicken a la king.
Oh, love that. We called it chop suey, though.
But have you seen it around?
No, but did you have chop suey with either steak, beef, or you could do chicken? Is it the same? I think it's the same thing. You can find that, like, in the can, the La Choy or whatever it's called at the grocery store.
Yes, I do know what you're talking about.
But in terms of homemade, no, I haven't had it since I moved away from home 40 years ago.
See, this
ago
is
or
stuff
whatever.
That doesn't get made anymore, Bonnie.
So good, too.
Tapioca pudding. I like tapioca pudding.
Every once in a moon, like maybe once every 3-4 years, I'll buy like the Hunts or whatever, the tapioca pudding.
Yeah, that's what I'll buy, too. Containers. Yeah, because I do like tapioca pudding. Mm-hmm. Let's see here. Okay, I'm probably going to say this wrong. Ambrosia salad.
I've heard of it, but I don't think I ever had it.
You know what it is. It's got the marshmallows in it, the fruit cocktail, and is it Cool Whip? I don't like fruit cocktail, the canned stuff.
No. As a kid, though, yeah, we ate it, but yeah, I don't either. I don't know if I've ever had ambrosia salad. I'm looking at it.
I've had it, but
it's like you'd find it at a funeral or something, like for a dessert. Yeah, I don't think I've ever had that. Ew, maraschino cherries.
Those are, I don't like cherries. I don't
regular
like cherry
cherries,
flavoring.
Yes, but not maraschino ones. Oh.
Bonnie, did your mom make this or do you, macaroni and tomatoes?
No, but I have heard of people who did that. No.
We called it funeral hot dish, where it was macaroni, ground beef mixed together, and then corn was in it with tomato paste, tomato sauce, ketchup, or maybe tomato soup. Mm. More like a hot dish.
My husband's family called it goulash, and it was terrible. It was like celery, onion, macaroni noodles, tomato sauce. And so it was like flavorless.
And ground beef.
Terrible, yeah. Awful.
If I'm going to have that, I'm having spaghetti sauce on mine.
At least it's more flavorful.
I'm actually kind of craving that right now.
If you season it right, I suppose.
Yeah, if
but
you...
mother-in-law didn't. It was just basic. And my husband loved it. And it's like...
Pineapple upside down cake. Who makes pineapple upside down cake anymore?
Nobody. That and better than sex cake was another one that people would make.
But better than sex cake is good.
I think I've had each of those precisely once.
If it's the cake that I'm thinking of. Or is it moon cake that I'm thinking of?
I don't
know
what moon cake is.
My mom's in town. I'd have to ask her.
Hmm. Never heard of moon cake.
Lime green jello salad?
Ish. I have not eaten jello since I was a kid. Jell-O was such a thing back in the day. I suppose it was another one of those filler-up foods that was cheap.
In the picture, they're just showing green Jell-O. But now, did you ever have the Jell-O? And I never have in the mold with like vegetables in it and olives and stuff. I've never had that.
I've seen it, but I have not had it. No, but my mom would suspend fruit in there sometimes, like little mandarin orange or strawberries.
Yeah, the fruit was
whatever.
I've had that with the fruit, but never the olives and that gross stuff. I still see this on the grocery store shelves. I don't buy it. I've never made it. Hamburger Helper.
I bought it a few times when my kids were young, and I liked it. The noodles were kind of more chewy than for a regular noodle, it seemed like. They were a little more chewy, but it was fine. You just have to grill up your own or fry up your own hamburger to add to it.
I've never made it.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know what this is, Bonnie. Maybe you will.
Yeah.
And then we're going to go to break. Space food sticks.
I don't think I know what that is.
It looks like something. It's Space Food Sticks is Pillsbury's 1970 patent. It's had a snack.
Oh,
non-frozen balanced energy snack and rod.
Yeah, they were weird. I think
in
maybe
a rod form.
Maybe a couple times as a kid had those.
I have no idea what they are.
They were kind of chewy, too.
They look like
they're
a
probably
deep
not
fried
even
something.
Made anymore.
No, I don't think they are.
No, they weren't. I think they were like more like a breakfast, kind of like Ovaltine in like a Choco stick or something. I don't know how to explain them. They were different.
Like I don't know what they are. I really don't.
What are those Charleston Chew? Kind of like a Charleston Chew, but
so
not.
So like candy?
Kind of, but they were. I think they were marketed as like an early day energy bar or something like that.
Oh, all right.
I don't think they've been around forever. Oh, yeah. Right. They've been gone since the 80s, it says. They were weird. I forgot all about those.
I just don't know what they are. We're going to go to break when we come back. Did you know?
1039. If you are looking for a new mattress, then look no further than Snooze Mattress. They're not like any other mattress retailer. They take the guesswork out of finding the right mattress for you. How many times do you go into a furniture store and you lay on the mattress, then the next one, then the next one, then you circle around again and again and again? Well, go check out Snooze Mattress. They have sleep technology trusted by NASA and Mayo Clinic to help you achieve the perfect sleep system. They've got Snooze Dream Mapping. If you have some sleeping challenges, maybe you have acid reflux, snoring, spinal alignment. They can help reduce swelling and increase your circulation. Their Tempur-Pedic material, foam, hybrid, and smart beds, lifestyle snooze-based lumbar support, circulation enhancer, adjustability, sleep technology, reprogrammable, remote. We can go on and on and on. Your pillow accounts for 30% of your spinal alignment. Did you know that? Well, they do over at Snooze Mattress. Achieve Snooze-topia when all five senses align harmoniously for the perfect sleep. Sleep Sanctuary, focusing on clients' health, wellness, pillows, bedding, massage chairs, and accessories. Check out the Snooze Mattress right here in Fargo. You will not be disappointed. Snooze Mattress Company, sleep perfected. They are at 5050 13th Avenue South in Fargo.
Thank you, Bonnie. Mm-hmm. Did you know time? Did you know? 30% of men say they have met their significant other at work. Mm. People do.
Yeah, they do. Yep, yep, yep.
While ice cream is the most popular dessert, I don't believe this.
For the boys?
Jell-O is, oh, go ahead. What? Are we going back?
Jell-O is, no, I was just going to say my boys, like my son-in-law, my son and my husband, they would say ice cream. They love ice cream. And I'm just like, it's fine.
Yeah.
I don't dislike ice cream, but I don't crave it ever.
I'm not a huge ice cream person. Like, I'll have it every now and then, maybe, but not. Same. I'm not huge on it.
I like it.
I'd rather have cake instead.
I like it, but it's all these extra calories, right?
Exactly. But they say that ice cream is the most popular dessert. They say Jell-O is number two, and I don't believe that. I mean, before cheesecake, before a cupcake, before cake.
Jell-O,
who's gonna
if you're
say,
a toddler.
I'm some Jell-O.
Maybe as you get older, your teeth aren't great. I don't know, Jell-O maybe, but for the masses,
No, it's not. No. I don't believe that it's number two dessert. Not for a second.
No.
80% of people under 30 say it's impossible to drive without music. I wouldn't say it's impossible. It's just that music makes it more enjoyable.
Mm. Sometimes I do have the radio on and I'm listening to music a lot of times, but sometimes I just want peace and quiet and I turn it off. So, but I guess I'm not under 30 either.
Yeah, it does 30 say under 30.
Bye-bye a long time ago. Long time ago.
But they say it's impossible. It's not impossible to drive without music.
It's not music, but my son, who just turned 23, he listens to the Coffee Club. He's always listening to you and Ronnie.
Okay, I'm going to say this. So Logan does too. And then I was at a wedding back in June, and one of the young gentlemen, he's 21, and he comes up to me and he gives me a hug. He said, Janae, I listen to you every morning.
You get
We've got 20-year-olds up hang out listening with us.
You get nutty personalities. You get relevant information.
Definitely
news,
nutty personalities.
Weather, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Let's see here. We're going to talk about Thanksgiving, I guess. 56% of Americans believe Thanksgiving is ruined if there are not leftovers. So in our family, we always make sure we make enough to have the leftovers.
Go big or go home.
Exactly.
Any meal I make more than enough that there's always leftovers. Mm-hmm. I love leftovers.
Yeah, for Thanksgiving especially. And then usually for Thanksgiving, we don't all live in the same town. Mm-hmm. So we're usually with each other for a couple of days over a holiday. So we always make sure to make enough for the leftovers to have for the days that we're all there.
And some people don't get it either. Like, you can make a 26-pound turkey. Say you only need a 1,200. Portion it up and freeze it, and then you've got turkey to eat for months, or you can make soups throughout the winter months. Mm-hmm. That's why I always make extra.
Yeah, absolutely. According to a survey, 15% of adults take a nap twice a week.
Hmm. I go through phases where I won't for months and months and months, and then it's like that one nap turns into twice a week, turns into three times a week. Then it's daily.
I will take naps.
Little snoozers.
Yeah. A family will buy a new jar of mustard every 50 days. And who buys a jar?
You guys
it's
are
a
going
container.
Through that much mustard?
We don't go through that
I
much mustard.
I love mustard, but I'm the only one, I think, in my house that eats it. But I mean, one of those little round barrels with a red top, you know what I'm talking about? Plotchman's or whatever. Or whatever brand.
How do you pronounce that brand?
Isn't it Plotchman's?
Is it?
I think so.
It probably could,
but
I
bought it at Aldi too, so it's just yellow, but I buy a thing of mustard, and I'll use it for, make potato salad. You use it for other
things too. Yeah, and
you
just put a little squirt
there. Or if you're having a brat or something. Honest to God, I bet that thing lasts 2-3 years. Like, how many, 50 days? How much?
Bonnie, is it supposed to last 2 or 3 years?
It's just mustard. It's got vinegar in it. It'll kill anything. If I'm eating it, then it's fine. But there's nutty people on TikTok and social media using, and I love cottage cheese. I love mustard, but they're putting like massive amounts of mustard on top of cottage cheese. It's like, seriously, that does not taste good.
I like
starters.
Them both too, and that does not sound appealing.
But
at
have
all.
You seen this video that I'm telling you about? Gross. Like, I see it all the time.
I love cottage cheese, and I'm at the point where, and I eat cottage cheese every day when I go home from here. Mm. I get my protein. I mean, it's good for protein.
I love cottage cheese. Yep.
So that's what I eat every day when I come home from doing the show. I either have fruit in it. I really like peaches in it. Or pepper on top of it.
I put pepper on mine all the time.
One day I did try it with Parmesan cheese. Oh. It wasn't good to me.
Oh, it wasn't?
It really wasn't good to me. I thought it did too, but I didn't like it.
I know somebody that puts green olives in it, and I tried it. It's just too much sodium. Like, I love green olives too, but it's too salty with cottage cheese and green olives.
But I love cottage cheese. Mm-hmm. We go through a lot of cottage cheese.
I had some last night for supper.
Because so does Chuck. Mm-hmm. Mm. Pens are the most borrowed item in the U.S.
I don't. If somebody borrows my pen, ask Dean, then it's theirs then. Because I keep my pens.
That's because
I'm a germaphobe.
You are, and that's.
So I don't want people.
I mean, but
my
if you're giving it to Dean, I can see.
You never know where Dean's hands have been. That's very. It's like, nope, you can have that. I've got more from Oscar, Oscar's Express Inc. over in Glendon, in my desk drawer. I've got my own. Yeah, I sanitize everything. I think that's why people aren't sick very often around here is because I do. I sanitize the entire studio every morning when I walk in, and the news stations too. I take care of in the morning.
I have my Dakota Magic sportsbook pen right this morning.
Mm, there you go.
Yeah, I need to take this home because I don't want anybody to steal it. Yeah, I like this pen.
I have my pens, and those are community pens that are sitting to the left of me, and I don't touch those ever. Those just probably like chew or suck on them, too. It wouldn't surprise me. Ah, germs. Ah.
30% of people say their most embarrassing moment happened at their wedding.
Really?
I didn't have an embarrassing moment, I don't think.
Me neither.
And I'm usually pretty good at embarrassing myself.
I mean, I wasn't embarrassed about ripping my wedding dress on a radiator. The photographer took pictures of the wrong cake on the other side. But that's just, I have nothing embarrassed. I don't get embarrassed, really. I'm just me.
I used to. Really? But I don't anymore.
Mm-mm. We're just so weird to begin with.
Because I don't care anymore.
Just own it, right?
Yeah,
it's
like I don't.
Own it.
I am what I am, you know?
Exactly.
4% of people read a book when driving. I would not recommend it.
Never.
Listen.
I've seen it maybe twice over the years, but no, that's not cool.
I wouldn't recommend that at all.
Not safe.
Men are happier than women in long-term relationships, and cuddling is the reason why. So they're pretty much saying that men like to cuddle more than women here, right? Hmm. I don't know. A recent study reveals that the way you walk impacts your mood.
Walk with confidence. You're going to feel good, right?
Walk with a little pep in your step and you'll maybe be happier.
Walk with like slunched over and just kind of dragging your feet. You might be depressed or something.
Let's try it, Bonnie, when we're done with the show.
I got one walk and it's fast. Get out of my
way.
Let's
slouch and walk and see how we feel.
The trains are coming through.
And then Chuck and I walk at different paces all the time.
I'm a fast walker.
I'm always walking faster than Chuck. We're never walking together somewhere. If we go anywhere shopping, if we go anytime Chuck and I are walking next to each other, we're not next to each other because he's behind me. Oh, let's see. One more. Last one for today. A whopping 25% of married people surveyed said they would divorce their spouse if they won the lottery.
20%?
25%.
Bye, Felicia.
Body. I mean, I wouldn't divorce Chuck.
You're still kind of newlyweds.
Kind of. We're 7 years in.
Yeah.
We'll be seven.
7 year itch.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Right?
Anything itching?
It will be 7 years in November. Yeah, it'll be 7 years in November.
Anything itching over there?
Huh. I'm good. No, the second year was really hard. Or no, the third year was really hard because that's when Chuck decided not to travel for work anymore.
Oh, you got
so he was
nerves.
Home. Oh. He was home all the time, and we weren't used to being together all the time. So we went through a huge transition with that, but we're good now.
My husband switched jobs a couple months ago, 3 months ago, and he's home early. He never used to be home until 4:30, 5:30, 6 o'clock.
Oh, so you guys are home together more.
Now he's home like by 3 o'clock or something. So you don't need to be. But I get it because you have your space and you have your routine.
Doesn't need to be. I like how you did that under your breath. Yeah, we caught that, Bonnie. We caught it. We're going to go to a break, and we're going to come back and wrap things up. Shrek. Is there going to be another Shrek movie?
Yeah,
I thought so.
Yeah.
And another Toy Story movie.
Oh, is there? Okay.
I don't think that's supposed to come out until like 27.
Okay.
Or something.
Hmm.
10:53. Dagner lied and said 9:53.
Don't make my day any longer than it already is, lady. Ugh. It's a lot putting up with you.
Don't forget, great music. Sophie tonight at Sweet Shots.
She's
inside
incredible.
DJ's Lounge. I tell you what, that girl can carry a tune.
I was impressed. Blown away.
I'm always trying to get into everybody's bands, but I can't even try to get into hers.
Janae, you can't carry. I'm just going to be blunt with you. You cannot even carry a tune, girl.
Can't.
You can't.
But I did go to band
camp. If your friends aren't honest with you, are they really your friends?
I know I can't carry a tune. I said band. I can play instrument. I went to band camp, Bonnie.
We had band camp in the summer too.
I went to the legit one, International Peace Garden one.
Oh,
that's a huge band camp.
Oh,
I may have been last chair, but I was there.
Okay. Funny thing is, I quit basketball, and I knew my basketball team was going to make the state tournament. So then I started playing an instrument, French horn, which I didn't know at the time was one of the hardest ones to learn. But I passed up two kids who were in band for like 6 years, and I ended up being second chair. So there's that.
You got talent, girl.
When it comes to music, yeah, I got a good ear for that.
Let's take your French horn on the road.
I don't know how to play it. I haven't touched that thing in 40 years, 45 years, however long ago
it was. We should try. We should do that. We should see if.
I could probably play Three Blind Mice on the flutophone or whatever, recorder, whatever they call it nowadays. When the Saints Go Marching In, I still remember that. I got an accordion. It's like a really old squeeze.
Do you know how to play it?
I taught myself, so I know how to play like the piano keys, but not the chords. So it's kind of like worthless.
What we should do is I should send an email. I don't want it.
It's so mildewy. Like when my mom and dad would get water in their basement.
You can have it.
I don't want to open it with my allergies. I'll get sick. I don't even know why I still have it.
We should see. I should send an email out to everybody that works here to see if they played an instrument music.
We did.
You played your French horn. And I played flute and saxophone.
No, because you know the smart overachievers like Austin in our news center.
Oh, can still
JT
play.
The boss, they would just like be amazing and the rest of us would sound like a bunch of clowns.
I think it'd be hilarious. I'll go get those instruments that we used to play in school and get together and see if we could play anything together.
All I have left is the accordion.
The station
band. So I
guess
I'm going to the accordion.
I would. It would be hilarious, Bonnie. Yeah.
The
station band. I don't know. It's been so many years. I probably couldn't play the flute anymore.
Yeah.
It's been so many years since I played.
Jace played drums. Well, how hard is that?
Bum, bum, bum. Anybody
it's
can
probably
hit.
Hard, but we think it's easy because it's like you're just banging drums.
We air drum all the time and we're great. Like when we're air drumming to that song, we are perfect.
Yeah, just ask us. A lot of confidence on this show today.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's why we don't get embarrassed by anything, Bonnie, because of our confidence.
Truth.
Although I will tell you, if you go to bingo with Bonnie, you will get a little embarrassed because she's
well,
yelling bingo.
Well, you might, but
with
I won't. I'm loud and proud.
I really wasn't. I was laughing so hard. Yeah, but Crystal told us she said you two just make sure you're sitting in the back.
Yeah, because we're loud, kind of.
Yeah,
sure, kind of.
Tomorrow, right, Friday, kind of, huh?
Yeah,
we got Gina's coming on from Style Safe with us tomorrow. We've got Veterans Friday. We're gonna talk to Mr. North Dakota Veteran of the Year, Tim Kuhn from Heroes Compass. We're going to talk about the walk that's happening Monday at 9:22 a.m. I encourage everybody that can go make that walk to do it. It's only going to be 2.2 miles,
yeah,
too. So yeah. not very far at all. And it's Friday. I'm looking. It's been a long week. I'm not going to lie.
I wasn't here Monday, so it was kind of a short week for me. Plus, I'm just coming back from 2 weeks vacation feeling refreshed.
How did the flights go for you?
It's fine. I don't like to fly to begin with.
And but, I mean, how was it really? Because I know you – did you use some of the drugs that
– No.
To fall asleep?
Well, no, but I have to use severe motion. So I had, like, these little patches to put behind my ear for motion
Did you get
sickness.
Motion sickness on the plane?
I got severe motion sickness on planes, on boats, on every cars, everything. So I had those little patches you put behind your ears. I had pills to take, and then I had ginger chews? Yeah, ginger chews.
Did it help?
I didn't get sick. I felt kind of nauseous once or twice, but I didn't get sick. But no, it's fine.
How long were your flights?
The longest one was like 10 and a half hours. That was from Turkey back to Chicago before we got back to Fargo.
Oh, God.
Yeah,
that is
so
long.
It was, yeah. It was long. We survived, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
It was a forced vacation because my daughter got married.
But you're glad you went.
It's fine. The wedding was lovely. And then we went to Serbia to meet my son-in-law's family.
It's
it was fine.
Well, the pictures looked amazing.
Yeah. It was. Greece was absolutely amazing.
Yeah, it looked beautiful.
And Serbia was family. So how can we go wrong there?
Yeah. I'm glad you made it. Family. I'm glad you made it back alive.
Yes, I didn't even try to think about that because, yeah, my brain would go into overdrive.
I can't believe you didn't sleep on those flights.
Mm-mm. I slept maybe 45 minutes on the way back.
No, I get it. I don't sleep well on a plane either. I really don't. Yeah. So, all right. That wraps it up for us today. We'll be back tomorrow. Bonnie's with me tomorrow, too. Irani's still gone. Everybody, enjoy the rest of your day. And remember to be kind and smile.